or as clarification. If you want, I can try and draw it on the board. And
would you do that?
Somebody else's.
This is your proposed marginal land right here, and it has, let's say, up lots around it.
Representative Van Leeuwen, would you just put the mic up? So,
okay. And you draw, well, actually, let's do this. You ended up drawing your test, your, say your quarter mile went just like this. These two lots, the way the language is written right now, would be two different parcels, because even though they're contiguous, this one is not within the test area.
Okay.
What line, Jack? I don't think that is where the red line is.
Elizabeth, that would be within the test area.
Is it opposite here?
No,
the way I wrote the bill, it would not. Okay, and that's what I'm asking is for confirmation of that the intent was that it should be in the test area, and then I will change the language accordingly.
What page, what line?
Page 2, line 13, the word such.
I didn't know you were even a gay ring.
So the definition of contiguous, the reason we have that, in other words, we say that we... The parcelization test says you draw a quarter mile around the proposed marginal land, and then within that quarter mile you have to have 50% of the parcels be 20 acres or less.
Right.
In determining whether the lots are parcels, what size they are, okay, you have to go to the language that says that one lot or parcel exists. Only one exists if you have two that are owned by the same person and contiguous. So,
adjacent
to each other. So now this, if these two are owned by the same person, or spouses of one person, but this one is outside the test, the quarter mile line that's drawn, and this one is inside, it would be two different ones. In other words, this, instead of having one 40 acre that would have to be included in the test area, you'd have a 20 acre included in the test area and a 20 acre outside it. So you might, it would, might make a difference in whether or not you made, you were able to meet the requirement that 50% of the parcels within the test area were 20 acres.
That's it, Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
Just to help my thinking a little bit, if that proposed marginal land, the square in the center,
mm-hmm.
If that's a square, your line has to be square. It's not a circle.
Actually,
is it?
That's true. Is your quarter mile is going to
a big square?
Be a big square.
Right.
If it's a circle that you're proposing as marginal land, your quarter mile would be a big circle, taking into account all the pieces that it crossed.
Now, a further question.
Representative Parkinson.
The part that you have drawn out there, say that the area inside there is 20 acres, but the area outside is 200 acres, but they're all
right.
The same piece of property.
Right.
And is the entire rest of 200 that's out counted in the end of the process?
That's not under this,
not under this language that I wrote, but I've been told that the intent was for it to be included. Right now, the language reads that if this quarter mile line crosses, say there's another parcel that's like this, if it crosses a parcel at all, the whole parcel's included.
Right.
So your quarter mile line is never going to actually end up being a perfect representation of the shape of the proposed marginal.
The only question that arises is when you get into the continuity or the contiguous lots, if
they're all one.
If they're one owner and it crosses right exactly between them. Now, that there's no doubt if it crosses the middle of a parcel, you count that in. If it crosses right at, happens to cross right at that line, you count that is 20 acres if it happens to be two 20-acre parcels by the same person, or do you count that as 40? That's a question.
And you can take this one step further. If this crosses the middle of a parcel, we know that we include that. But what if there's one here that's owned by the same person? Now, those are contiguous. Does that whole thing come in, say this is 20 and this is 20, does that whole thing come in as part of the test area?
Thank you for making it more complicated. Appreciate it.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bradbury.
I'd like to make it even more complicated.
Why?
I don't know why. Having my planners down in Coos and Curry County do some testing with the parcelization.
Yes.
Using the quarter mile perimeter thing, it really worked a rather significant hardship on them, in that most of the land in those areas that will qualify under parcelization, not using the quarter mile perimeter, but would qualify otherwise, is in fairly narrow creek draws. And it is surrounded by large timber holdings. So that when you draw a quarter mile perimeter around a piece of property in a fairly narrow creek draw, you have immediately included a 5,000 acre piece of Weyerhaeuser timberland. I mean, that's the way it works in Coos County. So I just wanted to register my concern about this quarter mile perimeter, and I think it would work a lot better for areas such as mine, and I think probably most of the coastal areas, it would work a lot better if you had that acreage went back to the acreage. The 320 acre 50% works a lot better in terms of parcelization than does a quarter mile perimeter.
Aye.
Should I make a motion? I mean, I'm not trying to delay this whole thing. I'm just...
How about the 100 acres?
Madam Chair.
Representative Trahearne.
Question, Representative Bradbury. I guess using either test, the 320 or the 100, 50% acreage thing, what does that do to your creek bottom when you still have that warehouse or timberland alongside or whatever?
Well, if you are in the position where you can, as we were, with either 100 or 320 acres, you could draw the 320 acres in any way you wanted.
So you could draw...
It's not a block. It's you can draw the whole creek draw. And that's exactly what, or whatever. I mean, you can draw the hill ground without hitting, including all of Weyerhaeuser's 5,000 acres in your parcel. So it would, it would work. A lot more effectively than this quarter. I mean, it seems that we made the adjustment to the quarter mile perimeter based on some suggestions, particularly from Russ Niebaum, Marion County, who thought it would be easier, and I, without a doubt, it is. But it also immediately proceeds to rule out certain areas where they might qualify otherwise.
Madam Chair, our area around Roseberry, we call it the Hundred Valleys of the Umpqua, and I guess it's not that much dissimilar.
I would assume it would be very similar. And there's a lot of parcelization, not up in the commercial timberland, but down in the draw.
Chairman?
Representative Priestley.
I want to ask Representative Bradbury, how does it work if you don't include the entire parcel that's this large 5,000 acres? You just use the parcel within the radius. Is there a better way to do it so that you don't get these gerrymandered arrangements and maybe even make it larger than three-eighths of a mile or some such thing, but not include the other area?
I presumed if you didn't include the all of the parcels that you touched, you would be better off than by including all of the parcels you touched, clearly. But I don't know.
Well, is there anyone who can speak to which is best for land use planning in that sense, going with just the parcel within the quarter mile?
great for Willamette Valley and poor for valleyed areas.
Madam Chair, if you'd like...
Representative Bradbury.
I'd like to make a motion that we change the parcelization test back to 320 acres and 50%.
Do you want to include the exceptions process or not?
Rural residential.
They should be included.
That option.
And the
rural residential.
Rural residential areas, I believe, should be included.
Madam Chair, would it be friendly to give the option of using either or? I think Willamette Valley sort of likes a quarter mile.
Dick, you want to say something?
It's fine with me. I don't.
Madam Chair, while they're coming up.
Representative Parkinson.
Could we pass this? Maybe just have to apply to Washington County.
Just
no, it's just a question.
Madam Chair, do we include Eastern Oregon too?
Dick.
Dick Banner for 1,000 Friends. Just chatting back there with Washington County, it may be that this makes the bill more complex, of course, but it also makes it more flexible. You could offer counties the option. They could choose, as Washington County would like to, the quarter-mile perimeter and use its exceptions areas, or it could choose the 320, choose what was in the bill on the Senate side prior to the last work session, which was 320 acres, 50%, not including approved exceptions areas.
Madam Chair?
Representative Tripp.
If you would like a motion, I will move that amendment to the bill.
Have we had a motion?
I move to substitute if you'll accept that.
Representative Troop moves to substitute Representative Bradbury's motion. Representative Troop motion would be that they may choose either to do the perimeter test or the 320 acre 50% test where they can draw long lines or whatever and not include the exceptions process.
Question.
Representative Parkinson.
They can choose. Now, would this
the county?
The county, it would not be an applicant. Could an applicant choose? Either or. Just the county choose?
My understanding would be that the county could choose, either or.
Well, let's let the applicant choose.
Yes, Alan.
If I may.
I think what Mr. Benner is presenting to you is trying to accommodate both types of circumstances, the type of circumstance where you have a large area interspersed with marginal land versus narrow areas running a long distance interspersing with marginal land. The idea is to allow, in the perimeter test, the exceptions areas to be used because you're looking at an entire area.
Right.
But if you're just going to use the 320-acre 50% test, then you wouldn't use those exception areas, because then you might be looking at those long tubular type shapes and you wouldn't use the accepted areas.
Madam Chair.
Representative Trainer.
Move to amend the motion to 100 acres and including the section.
Representative Trainer moves to amend it to 100 acres including the exceptions. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, does he want to speak to his motion?
Well, Madam Chair, I would point out that, first of all, in many of the creek bottoms that Representative Bradbury and I and Representative Anderson have, sometimes it's fairly difficult to find 320 acres of privately owned land. And to look at that large a chunk is a little bit awkward, and I think the 100 acres, as it came from the Senate, is more applicable. I do like the concept that Representative Troop has added to it, though, of making it an optional 50%. Things so I'd rather go with his suggestion but change the numbers.
Representative Parkinson.
The bill that we've been addressing, the language in it, is this, could an applicant initiate it under this
bill, because it is silent, the applicant can initiate or the county can initiate designation of marginal lands. My understanding of this motion, though, the county would have to choose which method they were going to use.
No. That was a separate county, but I didn't specify.
That was, I was leading up to a question, Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
The question is, what if you had a county that part of the county, it would be more appropriate to use the quarter mile, part of the county would be more appropriate to use an acreage test, and so the county commissioners are going to have to come down on hard on for one group of citizens to satisfy another group. Where's the equity?
Madam Chair?
Representative Drew.
That wasn't the intent of my motion. The intent of my motion wasn't to specify that the county had to specify by ordinance one or the other and use that consistently, but be able to use either test to apply to any given situation. And I would assume that that would be left as an administrative decision that county council and
I'm sorry, I misinterpreted your motion.
Director.
Thank you. Any discussion? We're voting.
Madam Chairperson.
Representative Priestley.
If there's anybody in the room that had a comment or could give me any suggestions as to how to vote, I'd like to hear it because I don't know how this is going to. North Portland, it's kind of meaningless.
Madam Chair? I'd be happy to, John. Were you extending that to members?
Anybody, Tom? Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I think the 100-acre and including exception areas is far too small and would skew the results. I think the 320-50% that was in the original motion, excluding the exception areas, is very reasonable and should be supported. And I think the idea of giving the counties the flexibility to use one approach or the other is also meritorious. Appreciate that suggestion, and I think that merits your support also. So I would. I would encourage you to vote no on the motion to amend, yes on the motion to substitute.
Madam Chair?
Madam Chair.
Representative Anderson. Then your next, Representative Parkinson.
I think the 100-acre area is almost really necessary. In areas of Douglas County, Cooskery County, Josephine County, Lane County, Clackamas County, everywhere that you have a stream that comes down into a narrow valley, you're not going to have that area in the exceptions area unless you bring it back down to 100 acres, because there's just no way, I should say in God's green earth, that you're going to have exceptions in those narrow valleys by going 320 acres. You're just not going to accommodate them.
Representative Anderson, I guess to the amendments of the motion, you still have the soils test in there, and this would give the applicant or the county the option of using either the perimeter test or the gerrymandering test, which I call the 320 acres, or the soils test. And it seems to me that gives the greatest flexibility. And then if you go down, because already in this perimeter test we've given on the exceptions, we've given on you know, how they that they can move that around anywhere they want to go. I guess I would rather err on the side of being too conservative as opposed to letting the
Madam Chair.
Everything go. Yes, Representative Parkinson.
Again, though, Representative Bradbury's concern, I think it's pretty well determined that in these little isolated areas, they can't meet the yield test, the cubic feet test. They can't meet the parcelization test. There's not enough land there to meet a 320-acre test, so his little creek bottoms are excluded from all tests. And how are we going to address that concern?
Madam Chair?
Representative Troop.
I think we need to get some people up here to talk about these creek bottoms. My reaction is that 320 acres covers most of the creek bottoms, and that I would classify that as an inholding if it didn't, and I don't think most of those creek bottoms are necessarily inholdings, and I'd be surprised if they were so small as to preclude 320 from being applicable. Before we use that as a rationale to argue against 320, I'd like to hear some people discuss that from the audience.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
Madam Chair, mine's really a follow-up of troops, because I wanted to ask both Russ Niebaum and Hector McPherson. They may have opposites, but I wanted to ask them how they respond to the proposals that we've got before us.
Thank you very much, Representative Van Leeuwen. Russ, after you just got off, now you can travel back.
Hector McPherson, for the record. My reaction is that we're going in the right direction, but I think the thing that the committee has missed at this point is it really isn't 320 acres, it's only 160. Only 50% of that has to be in this creek bottom. The rest of it can be out in Weyerhaeuser's land, and of course it's not going to qualify as marginal land, but it's only 160 acres that you really are getting down to when you're talking about setting up this area. You know, 50%. Except for that, I support the direction you're going, because I think there is additional flexibility for the counties to go either way, and I'm satisfied with the amendment, as long as you use the 320-acre figure.
Russ?
I know that the Association of Counties supported the 100-acre concept, but that was at the point when we had no option of using the exception areas, and I guess my concern with 100 acres, if you're only dealing with 50% of that, you're down to 50 acres. You could have 320-acre parcels basically qualifying as a marginal land area. And rather than pass judgment on that, I'll just leave that to the committee to decide whether that area is too small to be a separate marginal land area, and whether you want larger areas to be designated, or whether you want to go down that small.
Madam Chair.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
An added question to both of them, then. As you are responding here, are you including the rural residential or the exceptions in with 320, or were you thinking of it not? It was in the last motion, the 100 acres including the exceptions, I believe.
Yes, it was, Representative Van Leeuwen.
Yes, that was to include exception areas, and I don't know whether these valleys have significant areas of exceptions and whether that would be at all helpful in qualifying them. Certainly, if you have exception areas in the valley and you use 320, you could qualify more areas in the valleys using that combination. But it was my understanding the original motion was 320 without exceptions.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Or the quarter acre, or quarter mile.
Quarter mile with exceptions.
Right.
Representative Hill.
Under the test, the way it's phrased now, it says 50% of the land area within the test zone. Okay, I've been uncomfortable with the other test of 320 acres because of the possibility of gerrymandering. But I understand Representative Bradbury's concerns that the quarter mile test simply won't work the way it's phrased now. What about a test that in a quarter mile, instead of taking 50% of the land area, we take 50% of the number of parcels? If half of the parcels within the quarter mile are touched upon, are parcelized, it meets a test, rather than if half of the acreage is parcelized. I think it achieved the same result, and if we touch upon a Weyerhaeuser tract with 5,000 acres, it would be one parcel. I'd rather see that, I think, than the either-or test. What do you think about that?
Third option.
Hector McPherson, I guess my reaction is simply that I'd want to go back and study it on the ground, and I don't really think that I'd want to go along with it, but I would have to see how it worked out. It seems to me that if you're going to count the Weyerhaeuser or a large parcel as only one parcel, you'd get many, many more than I would be willing to grant, because obviously the large parcel is going to have a lot of land, but it's only going to count as one parcel. And to me, that really, you'd have to play with those figures quite a lot before you come up with what I think I could be satisfied with.
Representative Anderson.
Rush, given that you sort of represent all the counties, I guess, do you feel that 160 acres, including exceptions and rural residential, would be a middle ground for all your counties?
When you use 160, are you referring to the half of the 320?
it makes just as much sense. You know, 100 doesn't make sense because parcels, don't, they come in 80s, you know, 163, 20, 40s, type of thing.
Madam Chair?
Representative Troop.
The net is he's upping it by 30 acres. That makes no sense either. If 100 doesn't, if 50 doesn't make sense, 80 doesn't make sense either. I think it's an unacceptable.
We have a couple of motions on the floor. We have just a ton of other information to cover. We've got some clarifications to do in this language. I think we need to move on and vote on this. Representative Priestley.
Something that's troubling me about this quarter mile test. And when you use that test, you're including all of the parcel it's touched. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what puzzles me is I understand the rectilinear system placed over a spheroid. you end up with 40-acre plots, and you go. They're not really. You're going to end up with a quarter mile going out there 10 feet into another parcel in a lot of cases, because, and so that's what really is bugging me about this quarter mile thing. As nice as it seems to work, but so tell me, what is the intention of that? Here it goes 10 feet into this neighboring lot because it's because of this rectilinearity on the spheroid. What do you do?
Representative Priestley, I think it cuts both ways on that. If it happens to be a small parcel, that's great for your test. If it happens to be a large parcel, that's not so great. I mean, it cuts both ways. That's a way to draw the circle.
And to follow that up, Representative Priestley, would encourage you to pick the parcels that would bisect or touch the least number of large parcels.
Yeah. Madam Chair?
Yes, can we vote right now, please? The question is, do we amend the motion to give counties an option of doing, counties and applicants, an option of doing the test where you can draw it anywhere, 50%, and the perimeter test. The one test would be 100, the amendment to the main motion would be 100 acres, 50% to be 20 acres or less, and includes exceptions process.
Am I misunderstanding you? We've got three motions.
This is an amendment to the motion to to lower that from 320 down to 100 acres and include the exceptions.
Okay.
Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Priestley?
This is 100 acres?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Representative Trahern?
Aye.
Representative Troop?
No.
Representative Van Leeuwen?
No.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Bradbury?
No.
Representative Hill?
No.
Representative Parkinson?
No.
Chair Hooley?
No. Motion fails. To the main motion.
What's the motion now?
The main motion is that we give counties the option of doing either test, and it's at 320 and no exceptions on the one test. They can use a perimeter, and the exceptions are included in there.
Yeah, 320, 50.
Representative Priestley.
Isn't this motion to have the counties give to apply either test?
To apply either test, yes.
It's not a two-track system. They have to get on one or the other, is it?
No. They can apply either test. The applicant can come in with either test. Any further discussion? Clerk, would you call your representative?
I can't support this with exceptions, areas, and rural residential not included in parcelization because that just gets really wild.
You should talk about it.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't hear what you said, Representative Anderson.
Well, if you're going to go way up to 320 and still not exclude exceptions area in rural residential, that's going way the wrong direction. That's the other extreme.
Well, Representative Anderson, I would
not
disagree with you because those areas that there are a lot of rural residential in the more urban counties, they can use this perimeter test, which includes it.
Madam Chair.
You've eliminated my valley, period.
Madam Chair.
representative troop.
His valleys aren't eliminated, number one. Number two, when the quarter-mile perimeter test was developed, it was developed to attempt, I believe, to be in rough proximity to the 320-50%. So I don't think anything's been jacked up. I don't think anything's being excluded. It's simply trying to provide another option to the counties. If Representative Anderson would prefer going with just the quarter-mile test, I'd be more than happy to withdraw my motion.
Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Trahern.
Aye.
Representative Troop.
Aye.
Representative Van Loon.
Aye.
Representative Anderson.
No.
Representative Bradbury.
Aye.
Representative Hill.
Aye.
Representative Parkinson.
Aye.
Representative Priestley.
No.
Chair Hooley.
Aye. Motion passes.
When we get this put together, I would appreciate hearing a little bit more about the exceptions thing.
Yes.
I don't have that sorted out in my head.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bradbury.
I would be interested in offering an amendment to that now that we've adopted it that would try to address some of the concerns that have been raised here, but also not open this whole thing up wide, and that would be to go to a 240-acre figure with a 60% with no exceptions included.
60% of 240.
I think what you get into then is that you have a smaller area that you're looking at, so you don't have to